Now a story about a David and Goliath-style confrontation between fast food chicken and kale.
It starts with a Vermont-based folk artist named Beau Muller Moore. About 10 years ago, Muller Moore started using his silkscreen machine to print up and sell T-shirts with the slogan, "Eat More Kale."
Now, that might not sound controversial, but to the folks at Chick-fil-A, it is. Chick-fil-A, of course, is an Atlanta-based fast food company that uses images of cows to urge us to eat more chicken.
The company says "eat more," whether it's chicken, kale, or anything else, is part of its trademark. And it's demanding that Muller Moore stop using the phrase and turn over his website, eatmorekale.com.
We reached Beau Muller Moore in Montpelier, Vermont. He told us about the legal challenge and about his T-shirts.
I hand print each one with a water-based black ink using hand-cut homemade stencils. So this is as low-tech as printing gets.
Tell me what it says exactly, what the T-shirt says.
It says E-A-T, eat, M-O-R-E, more, kale, K-A-L-E.
All right. And what's the point you're hoping to make here?
Well, I started making them 10 years ago when a friend of mine, a local farmer who happens to grow lots of kale, said, "Hey, Bo, I understand that you're creating very basic handmade shirts." He said, "Will you make a couple for my family that said eat more kale?" So I charged him $10 a piece for three of them, went home and traced my fingers on a plastic stencil, used a Sharpie marker to trace my fingers to make the font, the kind of stubby, rounded font, if you will. I printed his three shirts, delivered it to him, thought that'd be the end of the story. And here, 10 years later, it's obviously not the end of the story.
Not at all. So, Beau, my understanding is that you wanted to patent this design and phrase and that you drew the attention of Chick-fil-A company, the fast food chicken company. Their logo is a picture of a cow saying, "Eat more chicken." But now Chick-fil-A feels like you're infringing on their logo. Right?
Yes, sir. They say that I'm confusing their customers, that I'm affecting their profits, and that I'm diluting their billion-dollar ad campaign.
And what's your response to that?
I say I have not confused a single customer, and I have not cost them a single dime.
Hmm. Yeah. You're one businessman, a folk artist, businessman up in Vermont, Chick-fil-A, big corporation. How does this make you feel?
Well, bullied. You know, I hate to overstate it, but it feels un-American. I am not selling food. I am selling a hand-printed T-shirt. They're selling food. Nowhere on my shirt does it say, "Don't eat chicken," or "Don't spend your money at a fast food chain." If you decide to do that, you're going to do it. My shirts are not going to confuse you. So, you know, they have a perfect history. They've blocked, in the past 10 years, every submission for Eat More Anything. So I have to ask, how much money have they cost these small businesses? And, you know, in this struggling creative economy, you know, how many people had the brakes put on, you know, by a company that's got over $3 billion a year in sales?
Yeah.
It didn't feel right. So I had to fight this.
Well, Beau Muller Moore, thanks so much for speaking to us today. We appreciate it.
Take care. Bye-bye.
That's Beau Muller Moore speaking to us from Montpelier, Vermont. He finds himself at odds with the Chick-fil-A company because of his T-shirts that urge us all to eat more kale. We contacted Chick-fil-A for a response, but the company won't comment on pending legal matters.
Coming up, more on our main story. Congressman Barney Frank announced today he will not seek re-election next year. We'll hear from Washington and one of Frank's closest friends. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.